about graduation day.
It was fun and exciting. Something I've been looking forward to for a few years now.
How did you go back and finish? Did you do online? Did you actually go to class at some points?
No, it was a deal over the line, over online. I couldn't go back to the actual classroom.
Yeah.
Why was it important to you to get that finished?
I mean, for one, that's what you go to school for, appears to get your degree and to get your education and get a reward for it, and then that's getting your diploma. And my mom and my dad, well, everybody in my family, you know, it's been a big deal to them to have that, so I want to get that also.
Did they prod you to do it a lot, or was that a lot of it come from within?
Initially, like when I first left school, I went on and started training for the combine. My mom, she was like, "We're gonna go back and finish, we're gonna go back and finish," and she kind of was after me for the first year about that. She left it alone, but it was more of me really wanting to get back and get it.
Once you got back into it, into the world, was it hard to get back into it?
No, it wasn't. If you really want to do it, just go do it.
How many credits did you still have to get when you left?
I was just one class short.
So what was that last class?
You said what?
What was the last class you had to take?
It was a stats class.
Okay.
Yeah.
You saving the best for last?
Yeah, if you want to say that.
So your degree wound up in?
You said what now?
What was your degree in?
General studies.
Okay.
What do you think with your degree now in hand, post-playing career? Maybe it's too far to think about it, but do you have any sense of what you might want to do with your degree?
I want to go back and get some more things, and there's some other things I want to do later on. I really don't want to talk about it right now, but I got a few plans I want to do, and yeah, it'll be nice.
What's been your observation so far about Coach Cable, the new system? What are you seeing out there?
To me, they have an answer for everything, you know. It's a good system. I can't go into details about it, but it takes some studying to do to get into it and to learn everything. And I wouldn't say it's easy, I wouldn't say it's the hardest, but you have to really pay attention to the detail.
Coach Gruden told us a minute ago that they threw a lot of different stuff at you guys, and a lot of different kind of blocking schemes, and some gap and some zone. And you find that you guys are challenged mentally.
Oh yeah, they want to, you know, test us mentally and see what can we handle, what we can't handle, and just to see where we at as a group. And we've been doing a good job at it. I mean, they're doing a good job in coaching us to get us to that point to understand it.
What are your first impressions been of Colton Miller and Brandon Parker?
Good. I mean, they don't talk much. I've said a few things to them. They real like quiet guys as of now. They probably might be good talkers, but they've been quiet. But they've been working and you know, working hard.
What about Reno over right next to you at the right tackle? What have you seen from him? I mean, he's a veteran. He's been around.
He's real smart. He know the game, and he's a character. He's funny, but he know the game and know what's going on, and a good person to be beside.
What's this offseason like for you, just to kind of physically get back to where you needed to be?
Yeah, just get my body back, feeling halfway right. It ain't gonna be, you know, always feeling great, but just feeling good and getting things that was bothering me during the season worked out, so I can be able to be at my best.
How much were you battling through last year? It seemed like there were definitely parts of it where it's pretty clear that you were just giving what you had.
Well, the main thing, foot, one was my foot one time, one foot, and then a few weeks after that was the other foot, and it was like a continual thing throughout the whole year. But I mean, I got it done. So,
did you have to do anything off season other than stay off the feet? Did you have to take care of it all or no?
Mostly just let it rest. I mean, you can try to do like stuff to strengthen, you know, things, but mostly just let it rest and before you get back in the swing of things.
Good enough to walk.
Yeah.